This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, thanks again to Joe Fortenbaugh, morning host there at 95.7 The Game. Good stuff.
It's greatness, man.
I do feel, though, yeah, the A's have a business model. It involves being cheap. And let's be honest, they've had a lot more success than even the Padres have had, over the last 20, 25 years. Quite a bit more success on the field than the Padres have had. It's funny when it's a money ball, like I said. What's funny when David Justice needs to buy his own soda. It's not as funny when minor leaguers who have no other source of income can't even get $400 a week when it's not going to really make any difference in that owner's life. So glad to see the Padres stepping up yesterday and the report that they're going to pay their minor leaguers for the rest of the season.
Great tweet yesterday from Jeremy Barfield. And he says, I shouldn't be surprised the Athletics are being cheapskates. I had to buy my first team-issued equipment back. Gets better. They tried to take it back at the end of instructional league. Ted Mart waited till I was on the field to go in my locker and grab it.
He bought it, and then they tried
to
claim it back.
First of all, the fact that he had to buy, like, hey, you kid, welcome to professional baseball. Oh, cool, do I get some gear? Yeah, you got to pay for it.
It's not a glamorous lifestyle for the most part, and yesterday we had a chance to talk to Cody Decker, who spent an entire career essentially in the Padres minor leagues.
Yep.
Just some really amazing stories and good insight on what it's all about. We're going to get to that interview, if you missed it, right after this check of traffic on 95.7, 93.7. What's our station again? 95.7 The Game. He just confused me because we had Joe Fortenbaugh. 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Joining us now on our SDCCU Fan Hotline. Always love it when this guy is on the show. And I will peel this back a little bit because earlier Wood said to me, Cody's coming on later. If we could just ask one really good pointed question at the beginning, we may not need to speak again.
100%.
We may just turn the floor over to Cody Decker in this segment.
Well, based on Cody's Twitter last night, I texted Paul, and I go, get Cody on tomorrow. It was a rough day for our favorite game of baseball, Cody Decker, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. You know, Nick Francona, son of Tito Francona, actually put an amazing tweet out. Somebody said baseball is broken and it'll never be back quite the same way. And he said, no, baseball is great. It's baseball, and he put trademark next to it. The business of baseball needs to get its act together. The business of baseball is a nightmare. But baseball itself is wonderful. The game right now, I mean, you know, listen, I don't care where you stand politically or anything, because that really has nothing to do with this. The fact of the matter is, if this gets blown up over financial reasons, understand that a subsect of this argument are billionaires, none of which that I can find has ever filed for bankruptcy in any of their businesses ever. There is a reason they are billionaires. They also don't have to be subject to antitrust laws, not to mention they don't have to open their books to anybody. They are billionaires. They can afford to pay exactly the financial agreement that they agreed to in March to play the players their prorated amount. The players already agreed to taking a half pay cut. All they wanted was the full year of play of service time, and they got that. I honestly thought they gave up too much, but I'm like, okay, you know what? Whatever. It's fine. Let's get to work. The owners now want more, and they're trying to play every angle possible. I'm not saying the players' union is completely blameless in things. Trust me, I've had plenty to say about my anger towards the players' union. But my God, Tony Clark, I don't know why the owners are so good at playing him like a fiddle, but they do it every single time. They leak out a story that the players are greedy over this or that, and Tony Clark takes the bait and immediately starts talking about money. And when he does that, he makes the players look as bad as possible. And I don't even think they really even need to talk about the money. All he has to say, this is all the players' unions had to say for months. We already agreed with money. We're just working on safety. As long as we can get safety back, we're good to go. The money was already agreed to. Well, now the owners have just been able to take a full mile with the inch they gave earlier, and now look at this disaster we're dealing with now. And the worst part is not that it's happening behind doors. It's happening in public. Everything's just constantly getting leaked, and everyone's crying foul that the players are greedy. There are not very many millionaires in Major League Baseball. I need everyone to really sit down and look at the numbers. There are some millionaires in baseball, some. And when it comes down to it, those some millionaires would like to make money during their short time of playing professional baseball. It's a short time. The billionaires will remain billionaires for the rest of their lives. The players have literally the smallest window to make a lot of money playing baseball. Trust me. I lived that life. My window was 1 month.
Cody Decker, former Padre and Radio.com host, with us here on Ben and Woods. That being said, and I don't disagree with you, Cody, isn't this how it always goes, though, when the players and the owners have to talk about money? It always looks really bad in the media until they come to some sort of agreement, and then everything is forgotten. They move forward. Baseball revenues go back up. The players make money. The owners make money. And overall, the game ends up pretty healthy. Now, the minor leaguers, maybe that's a different story, but at least on the major league level, that's always been pretty much the pattern.
Yes, and that's honestly part of my gripe with the players' union. You know, of course, they take care of their own when it comes to the players in the big leagues. Unfortunately, the majority of players aren't in the big leagues, and that leaves an incredible amount of vulnerable players. I told somebody a story yesterday. They asked me, like, legitimately, what was it like in the minors, like when you get moved to a different level or if this. And I explained to them, when I was in Double-A with the Padres, and this is not a Padre problem. This is a baseball problem. When I was with the Padres in Double-A in San Antonio at the time, I got moved up to Triple-A. I was absolutely killing. I was having a great season. And I moved over to Tucson. They wouldn't let me drive my car. They needed me to be there that night. So I had to ship my car to my own car. I had to pay for that shipment. Yeah. It took a week and a half to get my car to Tucson. That cost me $800. I have some bad news. That is my full paycheck. I wasn't able to, after my 3 nights, by the way, that's when you go move to a new level, you get a hotel for 3 nights. It was about 10 miles away from the stadium. So I still had to pay for my hotel until my car got there. So in doing this, I was just bleeding money. I was overdrafted in my account. Once my car got there, I couldn't afford to stay anywhere, so I slept in my car for 2 weeks in the parking lot because I had no other choice.
As a Triple-A baseball player.
Triple-A baseball player.
One step away.
Yeah. That was my first experience in Triple-A, 2 weeks sleeping in my car. So
I mean, it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. We're talking to Cody Decker here on Ben and Woods, and I mean, it all kind of ties back into what the Oakland A's did yesterday and have come out to the first team to say, we're not going to pay our minor leaguers. So you read the email from the GM, basically saying, hey, look, it's a business and we just can't do it. And with an owner worth $2.2 billion, I think Cody, they're taking Moneyball a little bit to heart here. Right? We know the A's are frugal, but this is ridiculous. Plus, these guys can't go sign somewhere else. They can't work. I mean, it's how do you do this? How do you do this and get away with it?
I don't know. I don't know how they can possibly do this and get away with it. It's just because, baseball has been able to operate. The reason they're getting away with it is because they can do this. The only way they don't get away with it is if fans and people don't let them get away with it. If they're not going to pay their players, those players should be able to be free agents, go work wherever, seek employment,
no doubt,
wherever they want. And the fact that they can't do that is mind-boggling. So I tweeted last night that the players' union finally needs to step up and start taking minor leaguers seriously, because this has gone on for way too long. Players are incredibly unprotected, and it's honestly embarrassing. You see something like this. I think I just read that the Phillies and the White Sox and Marlins are going to continue to pay their players.
Yeah.
And if that is true, absolutely kudos to them. Granted, they're not being paid a whole lot. Like, let's not sit here and think that they're being paid even a livable wage, but at least they're being paid something so they can at least feed themselves for the time being.
By their employer, right? I mean, this is their employer taking care of them. And again, you're talking about billionaires taking care of these minor leaguers. Do major leaguers forget that they were minor leaguers at one point? Is it more of a, I'm going to take care of mine first, and I'm not going to, you know, they all started there. Everybody came from there. They know what that lifestyle is like. Is there no sympathy? Is there no, you know, movement to help them? Or is it, I'm going to eat first, and then you can have what's left over?
I think there's a combination of the two. I think there's a combination of when you get to the big leagues and you start experiencing that lifestyle, it is really easy to lose perspective. I was once in, during the offseason, I would drive down to San Diego to do catching drills with A.J. Hinch. And the catching experience really, really paid off for me. I spent so many years catching A.J. And it's really great that no one reimbursed me for my gas. I had to come down to San Diego from Santa Monica like four times a week. And I'm like, I'm going to catch so much. I'll be in the big leagues all season. It's going to be great. Yeah. Anyway, funny, because while I was there, I remember there was two major leaguers there who I was friends with. And they were just sitting there making casual bets. That is like, all right, if I win the bet, I get your Ford Raptor. Okay, if I win the bet, you have to buy me this. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, I'm driving a 2005 Honda Element, and I can't even pay for my gas. And these guys
and
are
I sleep
about
in it sometimes too. Yeah, sometimes yeah, it often
AAA.
Yeah, it doubles as a bunk bed from time to time.
And these guys are sitting here talking about gambling with their $100,000 pickup trucks because they can. And so it's not because they're big jerks. You lose perspective really quick when you start living a certain lifestyle.
That you forget where you came from.
Like that. Yeah, not everyone's like that, though. A lot of them understand where they came from, and they want to help minor leaguers. They are also very hesitant to do it, because to help minor leaguers, what are you going to have to give up? The players' union has already given up so much to the owners for the last couple of CBAs, and there's a new CBA coming up. Keep in mind, the reason why this current situation is so ugly is we've got a CBA coming up in the next year.
Yes.
And right now, the players are coming out of this looking terribly, even though they're not really doing anything wrong. They've really conceded to just about everything possible right now. And it's just getting ugly. I think it's just for optics more than anything. I don't think there's a single financial issue. I think things are just getting leaked out constantly that the players are greedy, just to hurt them in the next CBA.
I'm trying to think of what would happen if a guy like Chris Davis is the highest paid Oakland A's player, $16.75 million. If he just said, fine, you're not going to pay the minor leaguers?
I will.
I'll pay him. I'll pay him this year.
I was going to ask that,
what would
too.
Happen if something like that transpired?
You're not then in good favor with your organization, because you're making them look like the cheap bastards that they are for not paying, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be an amazing thing if you did it, but then I'm going to sit there and go, like, wait a second. Chris Davis is only going to play this game and make this type of money for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Why would it be on the guy who's employed, who has earned his money, and to pay to do the job that his bosses should be doing? I mean, it's not a lot of money. And, you know, now I've been a big supporter of the Oakland A's getting a new stadium, and, like, I hope Oakland builds the stadium. What? No. No, don't give them a new stadium.
It's a reward.
Yeah, like, why reward this team? It's when you lose the moral high ground to the Astros in your own division, what is wrong with you?
Cody, where can we find you right now? What's the best way to keep up with what you're producing at this moment?
Swings and Misses is coming back very, very soon.
Oh, good.
Meeting on Thursday about that. Looking very forward to that. So we are still putting out, we've been putting out two shows a week on radio.com app and wherever you get your podcast, Swings and Misses, check it out. And we've also been doing a thing called Swing Break because we've been on break for a month. And we've just been putting out some two live shows a week, Mondays and Saturdays. We've got another one this Saturday. We've been putting together a lot of bits. I've been making videos with my father, making him get really, really drunk and watch old movies.
Nice.
It's been a delight to see him. You know, I don't want to say it's been embarrassing for him, but it's been very embarrassing for him. And, follow me on Twitter, at Decker6, and lots of good stuff happening. I hope everybody out there is safe. And I'm actually currently in the AAA city of El Paso, reopening our baseball facility here.
Glad we brought that back, Woods. Good back-to-back segments there with Joe Fortenbaugh and Cody Decker. Just discussing kind of the minor league perspective of everything that's going on right now.
It's really the worst of it. I mean, it's the minor leaguers. I really feel for those guys. I do. It's as a buddy that has a buddy that's an agent. You know, I was talking to him a little bit yesterday about some of the issues that are going on right now in baseball. For them not to have a seat at the table, just to kind of get pushed around at every turn. It's not great.
You're the kind of guy. You'll do what has to be done. You know, to take care of your family.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have this job, you'd do whatever you could find. But you look at these minor leaguers and, okay, so they're not getting paid by their employer, but they can't go out and, you know, go to get another job because they're technically still employed. They can't get unemployment because they're technically still employed.
Property of the A's.
Their hands are completely tied here. It's horribly unfair.
It really is.
At least from an outside perspective of what's going on. This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Fed up with companies selling your data? DuckDuckGo is on it. They help millions of people like you take back their privacy online. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers all for free. DuckDuckGo. Privacy. Simplify. And speaking of guests, you may have heard coming up at 8:35 this morning, we will be joined by the legendary Bob Costas.
Come on.
Maybe, if I'm being honest, my favorite national sportscaster of my lifetime.
Same. For me, not even maybe. It's unquestionably the voice of my life was Bob Costas. And we tweeted out that he was going to be coming on yesterday, and people started posting some of his brilliant soliloquies that he has done over the years, and it makes the hair on your arm stand up. He's going to be coming on at 8:30, but at 8:20, we're going to play you some of that stuff to kind of prime the pump and get you ready for a lot of us out there. The voice of our youth, the guy, taught me about baseball.
Very much looking forward to that. Looking forward to our Rindle Report. Just a couple of days before our executive producer gets married. Also, very late breaking news last night from Jeff Passan and Ken Rosenthal on the state of baseball's negotiation between the owners and the players. So we'll get you caught up on that as well. Good show planned for you. Stick around. It's Ben and Woods on a Thursday morning from the Corona Cave on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.